Hear ye, hear ye. All gather round for the crier of the keep. What?
Hey, everybody, welcome back. The crier of the keep, where we talk about things we don't talk about during the serious episodes. How do we do this? What are we doing? Why do you care? I'm kidding. We don't touch that subject. So here's a big one. We've discussed in episode one that we all live in other places. Well, David, Emily, and I live in Portland.
In separate houses.
Yes.
Definitely.
Well, at the time. But Brad, you're...
I'm playing out of Pennsylvania.
And I'm playing out of Fort Wayne, Indiana.
So how do we do this? Well, the obvious answer is online, but let's get a little more specific. So I guess a huge shout out to Roll20.
Absolutely.
Roll20.
Oh, yeah.
Who offers chat, video, web, and audio chat. However, for technical reasons, not all of us could use Roll20 at the time of our recording.
That said, they have super updated all of their things since then. We've been using them for a long time. We have been doing our audio visual on Google Hangouts, mostly for the sole purpose because we can record it that way.
Absolutely.
But Roll20 itself gives you a great array of tools. It's basically a virtual tabletop where you can use minis and roll dice.
Yeah, this is not the only game that I play via Roll20. And I've run games via Roll20 before. They have such a customizable array of text and character sheets, images, maps. Plus, a lot of companies these days are realizing that people are using Roll20 to play their systems. And so they're coming out with official modules through Roll20.
Absolutely. I ran 5th edition for some of the players, and they offered the campaign book basically, and all the macros, all the handouts you need to run the game efficiently and resourcefully, and with as little work outside of running the session itself. It's pretty amazing what they offer through the site.
Yeah, I remember that game. The maps looked really good and everything, and they have the dynamic lighting where it kind of does like a fog of war for your characters, so like you can't see around corners and everything. And I don't know, it adds like a cool video game aspect almost.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really cool the amount of features they have on there that you can't do face-to-face. I mean, don't get me wrong, there's nothing like sitting face-to-face with your friends in the same room, but everyone in this game I played D&D with in the same room at one point in time, but you know, over the years, people move places. Like across the country, for instance.
Well, for me, it was that my DM moved to Portland, Oregon. And, you know, I for a good 8-9 years, I wasn't able to, I wasn't really actively searching, but it was because I was spoiled by a really good DM as a kid. And any DMs that I came across in my 20s, it just didn't, they didn't add up to his caliber. And so James invited me via text, you know, why don't you join this Roll20? And I was like, what's this Roll20?
And just a reminder, everybody, you can look into booking games on our website at www.probablykeep.com. And one of the greatest things about Roll20, and obviously it's been the ability to play this game, it has been great. But because we can do that, I get to keep in touch with all these people on like a weekly basis. Like we have an excuse every week to get together and play games, and they always begin with the same question. Hey, how's your week been?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and absolutely. It's been really cool to just like catch up, figure out what everyone's doing. So, and I heard someone say macros a little bit ago. So, Roll20 has the ability to make macros. And what macros are you can tell Roll20 to do a thing, like roll a dice. Or maybe roll a dice and access to character sheet pulling from the stat. And then do this afterwards, et cetera, et cetera. So because of the crunchy nature of the game we're playing, being at second edition with all the add-ons, I have made many, many a macro that to streamline the game. And some of my players might argue about that streamlining point.
Yeah. Does it really save time?
Eventually, I'd say yes.
If we were to play over 1,000 years.
Right? On a long enough timeline, you know.
I guess there's been a lot of times, backstory on that, there's been a lot of times where we've had to stop play while I was like, oh, why isn't that macro working? Hold on.
Or, hey, I haven't been getting my +3 bonus for who knows how long.
Yeah, I mean, figure your shit out. I don't want to tell you. Yeah, but so I have macros for if an orc hits with a longsword or what have you, which has been really handy in running massive battles and stuff. One of the other things Roll20 does, though, that has been, macros might be debatable. In some hands, I'm sure they're not, but in mine, perhaps. But one of the things Roll20 does do that is super handy is it almost creates its own little wiki. Like, you can save handouts upon handouts of character information and things about worlds around people and places and things and peoples, etc. And you can also set the permissions of them. So some players can view them and some players can't, which has been great for creating role-playing experiences where some characters know a thing because of their background and others don't, that they have to later share.
You can also whisper messages to one player or another, or just to the DM, and have your own little conversations. I mean, sometimes it gets a little difficult, you know, managing all dice rolls and storytelling. But it adds a nice dynamic that... That might be a little more obvious at a table setting where you can see the DM handing a note across the table.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I don't know that it's any harder than doing it face-to-face, but at least you can have, like, all of your maps saved forever.
Yeah. I do think that having all of those handouts is so helpful, especially in a setting like Samsaris that has multiple pantheons of deities, each with their own symbolism and traditions, regions of the world where they're most venerated. It's pretty great to be able to look through that information and have it all in kind of a wiki of Samsaris, just like you said.
Which, if you're interested in that type of thing, at www.crumblingkeep.com, there is a blog that's largely Samsaris lore. So if the world these characters are playing in interests you, you can read up all kinds of things there from different cultures and places and things. Also, side note, on the Roll20 side of things, on our Patreon at www.patreon.com/crumblingkeep, one of the reward tiers is I'll make you a copy of our Roll20 campaign if you want to poke and prod through it and see all the macros and the handouts. Going back to Google Hangouts, which we use for the voice, and, well, we could use video, but we mostly just use voice to save a little bandwidth. But that is run through, nowadays it goes through YouTube. So you can save these live videos you're making on YouTube, and that is how we start doing the podcast, is we'd save all the audio from those live videos, and then I would download it and start hacking through the audio files of it.
Hey, give yourself some credit. Hacking and slashing.
Oh, yeah. murder hoboing the audio files until... you know, all the things that I didn't want to hear again were out of there, which were untold hours of hearing my own voice. And I'd do two runs on each episode. The run to hack away everything that didn't need to be there, and the second run to add to music and the sound effects, etc. Then once they were all done, we recorded the intros and outros that you've heard on so many of her so far, but it's been a fun time. Thanks to Roll20. Mm. Yeah.
I guess one thing about the distance that isn't necessarily connected to Roll20 is just like the fact that specifically I've never met Brad in real life until literally tonight, which is when we were in Portland at the same time. And so just, I mean, shout out, I guess, to the internet in general for making friends across distances that would be impossible without it.
It's so impressive. It's really awe-inspiring sometimes how we do that. It's also impressive that we can all four find time to get together in two different time zones. Mm. But
soon to be three.
Soon to be three. I'm really glad that Roll20 and Google Hangouts have afforded us the opportunity to do this. I've made some really great friends.
Absolutely.
Frank, I have yet to meet. That'll be a nice day.
That's a treat.
You know what? That's gonna be great.
I can't wait, man. I do want to visit soon.
Aw. We love you, Frank. We love you, Frank.
Yeah, buddy.
So when we started playing this, the only person that had actually been in the same room at different times with everyone in the game had been me. Frank and David knew each other face-to-face, but that's it. I knew everyone. Frank and David knew each other. And everyone else was, despite the fact that Emily, David, and I all lived in the same city, it took a long time before David and Emily actually met.
It's true.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yep. The world is small and vast at the same time.
Mm, deep.
You know, not to harp on the Patreon thing, but another one of our goals on there is to actually bring all of us together in the same place at the same time and stream a Sam Saras game for you all. And I can't tell you how incredibly happy it would make me to see that happen.
It'd be so epic, man.
I think the only reason that James got us all here in the same room is by making us all homemade pizza, which was absolutely delicious.
Amazing.
I don't have anything about making you pizza on crumblingkeep.com yet, but I'll work on adding that page.
Love the cooking section, you know?
Yes.
Well, everyone, thanks again for listening to Crier of the Keep. Just a reminder of the important stuff. If you can find anything about music and sound effects in the show notes, if you want to know anything about what was in this episode, hit up our Patreon at www.patreon.com/crumblingkeep to make sure we can keep doing this and do even more things. We have so many great ideas and we just need your help for it. You can get more up to date on Sam Saras and other projects we're working on, some of our streaming games even, different systems at www.crumblingkeep.com. And of course, the most up-to-date way is Facebook at Crumbling Keep. We love each and every one of you in different ways.